It is time for Movies with Michael. Michael, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. We've had to pivot this week, haven't we?
Well, yes. We'll talk about one movie that's streaming this Ooh. Week that's available for everyone. And there is one movie that was supposed to come out today that I will talk about.
Are you still going to talk about
it? I'm still going to talk about it. Yes, I am. Yes, but we'll talk about the movie that is available to us all in lockdown at the moment.
Okay, what's that one?
That's called Good on Paper.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not get to it last night. You even sent it to me. Tell me.
Look, this one stars Eliza Schlesinger, who also wrote the film and is apparently very loosely based on a true story. It also stars Ryan Hansen, who is in Veronica Mars, Margaret Cho. She's a comedian who's done a lot of bit parts, and she's also done her own comedy specials. Rebecca Rittenhouse, Kimia Bear-Punia, and Beth Dover. This film is directed by Kimmy Gatewood, who's mainly done TV, but this is a feature film debut.
Okay.
Look, when you come up with a title for your film called Good on Paper, unless the film is a masterpiece, you're pretty much making a rod for your own back.
Oh.
There are definitely a few times while watching this film that you will have those thoughts. Yes, this film was good on paper. But that would be just an easy throwaway line, as there are a few quite funny moments in this. I guess you'd describe it as an anti-rom-com.
Okay.
Written by and starring Eliza Schlesinger. In this film, she plays a slightly fictionalized version of herself, a woman called Anna. She's approaching her mid-30s. Her career is going okay. She's a popular stand-up, but she still can't crack it for that TV role that she really wants. She's always seemingly getting gazumped by the over-friendly Serena, played by Rittenhouse. Anna is apparently seen as too confrontational by casting directors. You know, she says what she thinks and they don't really appreciate that.
Right.
Anna's romantic life is going okay. She's got a steady supply of himbos, but none of them are
one. Is that your word or is that their word?
Maybe that's my word. Maybe that's her word. But then one day on a plane, she meets hedge fund manager Dennis, played by Hansen. She's not attracted to him physically, but they start a conversation and end up becoming fast friends, as Dennis seems to insinuate himself into her life completely. Then Dennis seems great at first, but then Anna's best friend Margot, played by Cho, starts to think that Dennis might be a bit too good to be true, does some research, and then red flags really start to pop up.
Red flags.
I mean, look, Dennis is...
What kind of red flags,
from
Michael?
From the very beginning...
What kind of red flags?
Dennis is a walking red flag, and
why?
He sticks out like a sore thumb. Well, I don't want to reveal too much because...
Oh, no, give us something.
No, I'm not giving you anything because it's there for you, available streaming on that very prominent streaming service.
Okay, we're not allowed to say?
Well, I don't know, maybe Netflix. Look, Eliza Schlesinger, she has done some great stand-up stuff. She's got some excellent stand-up specials on Netflix that cover all the material that she does cover in this film, like self-doubt, female empowerment, trusting your instincts, and ultimately believing in yourself. She actually covers those topics in a much more outrageously funny way, though, in those comedy specials.
In her stand-up. Oh, interesting.
Which makes this film just a little disappointing. There are some Seinfeld-type scenes in the film of Schlesinger doing her stand-up, but they seem to have chosen some of the least funny bits, which is also a bit strange. Range and disappointing.
Okay.
And like I was saying before, Ryan Hansen's Dennis is a walking red flag from the beginning. That's not to say there aren't some pretty funny scenes in this film, though. Anna's reaction to one of Dennis's gifts is priceless. Just the look on Eliza Schlesinger's face is just hilarious.
Yeah.
And the scene where Anna and Margot meet Dennis's two eccentric housemates is also very funny.
Okay.
Look, if you're locked down, this is a pretty painless, though not terribly engaging 90 minutes. Whilst you Snapchat or Insta with friends. It's good on paper, could have done better on screen.
Yeah, I was just looking it up then. It got like 5.6 out of 10 on the IMDb rating.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of those lower marks probably came from male reviewers who are probably very similar to the character of Dennis, probably related to Dennis just a little bit too closely.
Oh, my God.
You see the film, you'll know what I mean.
Okay.
I'll move on to a film that was supposed to be released today, but we can't go and see it because we're all in lockdown. It's one called Perfumes or Le Parfum. It's French.
We apologise to any French listeners.
It stars Emmanuelle DeVos. She was in a film called Read My Lips a few years ago. She's a very familiar-looking French actress. You've probably seen her in quite a few French films if you watch a lot of them. Gregory Montel is another person in this. He was in a French TV series called Call My Agent. This one's written and directed by Grégory Marnier. This is his feature film debut. Guillaume, played by Montella, he's a limo driver. He seems to be permanently unshaven, like most of the male characters in this film, and a bit like me today. He's a bit dodgy, but he's also got a 10-year-old daughter that he'd like to spend a lot more time with. One day he ends up driving for the haughty Anne Wahlberg, played by DeVos. One of the first things she does is throw away his packet of cigarettes. Now, you don't do that to a French man. They love their cigarettes. Guillaume is immediately taken aback, of course, but it turns out that Anne is actually a nose, and that's why she's thrown away the cigarettes, because the smell puts her off.
Oh,
a nose. She's a former perfumer, or parfumer, who is now a freelance hired gun, hired by companies and
companies who want to make perfumes.
Museums to identify and either recreate or to mask certain smells. It's quite a fascinating job.
Yeah.
It's big money, but Anne's unhappy. She's also incredibly socially awkward. So the two form a very unlikely pair. Now, whilst the relationship between the two main characters is initially fraught, Perfumes is actually a very, very soothing film to watch.
Really?
Yes. I've described films as like ASMR before.
And
this one is a bit like that too. There's something quite mesmerizing in watching Anne the perfumer go about her work and Guillaume slowly developing appreciation and understanding of what she does. There's about the appreciation of beauty in this film.
Yep.
And watching her get him to describe what he can smell in all this rich, rich detail. Of course, Anne ultimately realizes that Guillaume also might have a skill set that she can appreciate too, despite his, you know, dishevelment and dodginess, that might be helpful to her in revitalizing her career.
Ooh, they're helping each other.
Yes, they do form a bond. This film could have gone down this sort of tired old route of romantic attraction between two unlikely people, like the previous film. But and sure, there is a chemistry there, but it ends up being based on more a mutual respect and appreciation.
Of the other's
talents. You get the feeling that this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
So they don't pash.
Rather than the remote. Definitely not. No pashing here. Oh, especially cigarette breath and all that. No, I don't think Anne could have done that. Look, Guillaume may be dodgy, disheveled, screw up, but he does have a heart and some rat cunning, whilst Anne has the sophistication and that appreciation of beauty and of experience. This film was just so pleasant to watch. It felt like a scent was being pumped into the screening room that I was in. Don't turn your nose up at an opportunity to see this one. This film is a breath of fresh air.
Oh, my God. The writing, you are just the best.
Not really. And now I'm going to give you the opportunity to do just that. Post-lockdown, of course. I've got 3 in-season double passes to give away when the season opens. 2 perfumes to the first 3 2SER subscribers to email win. At 2ser.com. That's win at 2ser.com. Perfumes, a film not to be sniffed at.
Michael Jones. Thank you for Movies with Michael.
Pleasure.